The following is an excerpt from a lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on February 10th, 1990 in Bangalore, India.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, at that time no one would chant the name of God. The smarta Brahmins, they said, if you chant the name of Krishna, Krishna will lose his power. So no one should chant the name of Krishna. Only they would chant, like last night was the Chandra Grahan, the lunar eclipse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on the day of lunar eclipse, when everyone was bathing in the Ganga. At that time they would chant the name of Hari. They would chant Hari, Govinda, Krishna, Keshava, while up to their neck in the Ganges River. Because when being in the holy Ganges, they thought, now we are pure, we can chant the name of Krishna. It was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught the people that in the age of Kali, the Yuga Dharma is to chant the name of Hari. Everyone should chant the name of Hari to be delivered. Nam nam akari bahudanija sharva shaktis tatrarvitani amita smaranena kala. That the many names are there of God. These holy names of Hari are empowered with all the sarva shakti, all the shaktis, all the energies of the Lord. That Krishna does not become contaminated when you chant his name. You become purified. If someone makes some dirty water and the sun is shining on it, the sun will not become dirty. The sun will purify the dirt. So by chanting the name of Krishna, everyone becomes uplifted and purified. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to preach in this way, let everyone chant the name of Hari, he was opposed by certain very conservative Advaitavad Brahmins. They said that no, this will destroy the Hindu Dharma if everyone is chanting the name of Hari. So they made complaint to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stop chanting. But he would not stop. In fact, one time, one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great devotees was born in a Mohammedan family. His name was Haridas Thakur. But he became a great chanter of the holy name of Krishna. He would chant 300,000 names of Krishna in a day. He became initiated with the name Haridas. And because he was chanting tin lakh, 300,000 names of Krishna a day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him as the Naam Acharya, the Acharya of chanting the holy name. So Haridas Thakur, one day, he was visiting one priest called Bhagavan Acharya. And there, Bhagavan Acharya, he was the guru for two zamindars, landlords, who would regularly in the evening hear the class of Srimad Bhagavat. So he went to this Bhagavat Sabha as a guest. They stood up and received him that, oh Haridas Thakur, you are the Nama Acharya. So you are very kind to bless our assembly tonight. We would like you to tell us about the glories of chanting the holy name of Krishna. So one of the pandits at the assembly, at the sabha, he said, yes, we have heard that by chanting the name of Hari, one can be delivered from birth and death. So we would like to hear about the glories of the name. Another pandit said, we have heard by chanting Hari's name, one can get all punya. So Haridas Thakur, this verse actually says, Nava Divasa Grinan Tata Satya Vimucheta Yat Vidheti. That actually, even by the accidental chanting of the holy name, not consciously, devotionally chanting, accidental chanting, one can be delivered from birth and death. This is a side benefit of chanting the name of Hari. By chanting and hearing the bhajans, the holy name of Hari, one's prema, one's bhakti for the Lord becomes awakened. Bhakti is considered postgraduate to liberation. Moksha, even here in this verse, Ravan, Kamsa, many other asuras have been mentioned. When these asuras were killed by Vishnu, they achieved moksha. When the Lord kills the asura is freed from birth and death, emerges into the body of the Lord. So even the asuras, they are achieving moksha. Then what will the bhakta achieve? The bhakta must achieve something greater than moksha. So the bhakta achieves pure bhakti, pure devotion. Yudhishthira Maharaj was praised by Narada Muni in Bhagavat. My dear Yudhishthira, you are greater than all the yogis because you have received the blessing of Krishna of pure bhakti. So Krishna is coming to your house. He is acting as your messenger. He is driving your Arjuna's chariot as part of the sarathi. Why? Because you have bhakti. So this bhakti is more than even mukti. Mukti the Lord is giving to very easily. But bhakti is keeping hidden. Because bhakti means that once a person has got bhakti, then their connection with the Lord is established. And the Lord is treating them in the most intimate level. So therefore, Haridas Thakur explained to that Dharma Sabha that real benefit of chanting the Nama is one gets Krishna Prema. And Mukti, this is achieved as a byproduct. This is easily achieved by even the Nama Bhash or the accidental chanting of the holy name. For example, Ajamil. Ajamil was at the point of death. He had been a good Brahmin, but he left his wife, he left his family, he left his Brahminical duties, he went to live with a society woman, he became a dacoit, he became a thief, a murderer, and this way became a very sinful man. But because of being born in a Brahmin family, he named the children of this society girl with names of Vishnu. His youngest son he called Narayan. When he was dying, as fathers do, he was calling his son to come. His youngest son was very dear to him. He was calling his son, Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Saying Narayan, he left his body. Death came upon him. The last word he said, Narayana Anta Smriti, was remembering the name Narayan. Because of this, when the Jamadutas came to take Ajamil, the Vishnudut came and obstructed and said, no, he has chanted Narayan, therefore he belongs to us. He is freed from all his sins. He is freed from all the bad karmas. Simply by remembering the name Narayana, all the impurities have gone. Now he has to go with us. You have no more domain. Yamaraj has only domain over those who never chant the name of Hari, who never wear the tulasi, who never wear the marks of Vishnu, who never speak the glories of Krishna and Vishnu. Yamaraj has all the domain over those people, not those who are worshipping Vishnu or chanting his name. So Ajamil, he had no intention of meditating on Narayana. He remembered Narayana as an accident. By calling his son, at that moment he remembered Narayana, who he had worshipped in his youth. Still he was freed from birth and death. So Haridas Thakur explained this to the Dharma Sabha. The real glory of the holy name is to get Krishna Prema, to get the pure bhakti. As he was explaining, there was one Advaitavadi, one student of Shankara was there, one Brahmin called Chakravarti. He stood up. He objected. My dear gentlemen, how are you listening to this Acharya speaking like a sentimentalist? He is speaking of bhavuka, simply his own mental concoction. How can great yogis, great rishis, they are taking thousands of births to achieve moksha. He's saying you accidentally chant the name of Hari and you will achieve moksha. This is impossible. The Haridas Thakur, he quoted so many slokas from the Vedas that this is not my opinion. This is the version of the Vedas. You chant the name of Hari, even accidentally, all the inauspiciousness, all the fear of death can go away. You can achieve moksha easily. Then that Chakravarti, he said, if you don't get liberation by chanting the name of Hari accidentally, you see, then your nose, I'll cut it off. It should fall off. I curse you. Lose your nose. Haridas Thakur said, if this is not the Vedic version, that by chanting the name of Hari, you can get liberation, I'll cut my own nose off. Oh, everyone jumped up. What is going? This Chakravarti, you have committed such an offense to our guest, Haridas Thakur, the Nama Acharya. You leave this place. You're no longer to come to this sabha. This is a very offensive to say such things to a speaker, an acharya here. The zamindars fell at the feet of Haridas Thakur. Please forgive us for this aparad. So the history goes, after 3 days, that Chakravarti got leprosy and his nose was attacked and fell off. But Haridas Thakur was very sad to hear this. He said, unfortunately, he doesn't know the science of bhakti. He's only heard the science of yoga, but not bhakti yoga. The name of Krishna is not different from Krishna. Krishna has got the unlimited power. If you remember Krishna, Krishna is present in your mind. That is one of the vigrahas. Nama Rupa is also one of the forms of the Lord. If we can remember the name, Krishna is present with us.
This is an audio broadcast of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. To receive this audio broadcast on your mobile every day, add the number +91 96819 16108 to your contacts as JPS Archives and send this number a WhatsApp message. Maharaja's message, your advantage.